Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio this morning with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Lark, how are you?
Great. And it's beautiful Iowa morning out there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
This is so nice.
Yeah, it's therapeutic.
It is. you know, it's so nice you even come in here on your day off.
That's okay. That's fun.
Well, it keeps you from weeding your garden.
Yeah, I'm going to get there. Yeah, today.
Coming soon.
Yes.
Well, I saw your little note about about today's program, and right at the top it says caregiver anxiety, and I went,
yes.
Okay. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, I won't matter.
That's Jack Benny. Yeah.
Caring for an older adult is a consistently tough job. The stress can build up and suddenly get to a point where the anxiety and emotions intensify until you feel completely overwhelmed. Caregivers often need tools to remind themselves there are ways to cope with their bottled up emotions. So a virtual string on your finger might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, and you know, for many years, mothers have chosen this way to help their children remember something. This is a carryover from the olden days when people tied pieces of cloth around any painful part of their body. And this cloth was tied in one area to keep the spirit of life, quote unquote, in that area. And so cure it and keep the pain from spreading to other parts of the body.
So the string on the finger was designed to keep the thought there.
Correct.
To be remembered later when it was needed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now imagine I am frustrated as a caregiver reaching the I can't deal with this moment.
That's right. And professionals who work with caregivers often recommend mental exercises to redirect their emotions. These are called grounding techniques because they plant you firmly in reality in the present moment.
So they're saying that a simple exercise may take you out of your mind and force you to focus on concrete things in the real world.
Yeah. For example, repeat a mantra during a calm, relaxed time. Make a list of positive sayings or mantras that help you calm down and return to the present moment when anxiety makes you feel panicked. And I suggest making a mental list.
You might rely on, I am okay, you are okay.
Yep.
This too shall pass.
I have one. Bounce off me, back on you. Well, okay. Probably not such a good choice, but I remember seeing that as a child on the playground.
Yeah. Instead of trying to ignore caregiver stress and sweep it under the proverbial rug, now you can use a string on your finger strategy and take some concrete steps toward finding solutions that work for you.
Mind over matter, Tim. The old string on the finger trick, huh?
Yeah. You can apply that to aging in general, like the famous one-liner from comedian Jack Benny. Age is strictly a case of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Ta-da.
Really, Rochester? Yeah.
I knew you could do it.
Well, I don't know if I can do it that well, but... Rochester. Anyway.
Really? And you're only 39, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just like Jack.
There's some good information here, too. And I know you have some good information on the website as well for people. How do they reach that, Lark?
It's northiowasagelink.com. And believe me, in one of these anxiety and overwhelmed episodes in your caregiving day, it might not be a bad idea to take a click on SageLink and look at caregiver how-tos. So there you go.
When you think you've reached the end of your rope,
boiling point.
Tie a knot and hang on.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, SageLink.
SageLink. Okay. Lark, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
That's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.